Ben Cooper, of course, of BBC Radio 1. Radio is dead. That's what you said in there.
Well, it was just to grab people's attention, because I think it is dead in terms of its traditional thinking, in terms of going from a studio through a transmitter and an aerial to a radio set. We've got to stop thinking like that, and we've got to think, what are the actual characteristics of radio, and how can we distribute those wonderful characteristics that make up radio on different, in different ways on different platforms?
Someone like the BBC have got huge resources when it comes to doing different things. You've got a social media producer, I believe, at BBC Radio 1. What about the smaller players in radio? Are they going to get left behind? They haven't got the resources to throw at it.
I don't think it's a question of resources, because if you look at the technology and the way that technology has changed now, technology is so much cheaper. So you're recording this not on a ewer over your shoulder with one shoulder sort of sloped down because it's weighing so much. You're doing it on a phone, a smartphone. And I think, you know, the key is creativity. Whether you're a student radio station or a local, small local radio station or a national radio station, it's about creativity. So if you've got an interview with someone, how do you make your interview stand out? And how will people search that and share that interview rather than your competitor's interview?
Zane Lowe, of course, left Radio 1 a few weeks back. And that seems to have made real waves across the world. I've been looking at American websites with Radio 1, and they're talking about Zane Lowe going to Apple. Have you any idea what Zane Lowe will be doing at Apple?
No, he's sworn to secrecy, but we've even tried to get him in a headlock and he still won't tell us. The thing, though, for us, is that is a perfect example of the way that the radio industry is changing. So Radio 1 is no longer competing in a radio marketplace in the UK. Apple, sitting in California, had the choice of anyone on the globe, anyone on the planet, and they chose a radio presenter from the UK. And I think that tells you something about the power of radio and the opportunities that we still have as an industry, but it also tells you about the threats.
Is it a worry that the best talent will start disappearing like it did to satellite radio in America?
I think that there will be, certainly Zane won't be the last, I'm sure, to leave the UK shores to go to America. But I think, you know, if you look at the characteristics of what radio has as an industry, things like great presenters, things like amazing live moments, if you look at the free-to-market playlists that are curated, those are fantastic assets, and we just need to distribute them in a different way so that we can get to young people. And I think those elements, those things that radio can do, that, you know, the hairs on your back of your neck stand up or laugh out loud moments, you don't get that with a streaming service. So those assets that the radio industry has, we just have to be better at distributing them in new ways to new audiences.
In the BBC, when you're looking at the listening figures for Radio 1 now, is that the only thing you're looking at? Are you looking at YouTube views, everything else, and saying, well, we are quite successful there, even if traditionally we've not got the same number of listeners?
I think the radio industry definitely needs to get better at using data. We're not very good at collecting it, and in terms of its widest set of sort of reaches. So you've got Radar, that's good. That's good in terms of radio listening, but for Radio 1, you also need to look at YouTube hits. So we've got 2 million subscribers to our YouTube channel. We've got half a billion views on our YouTube channel. You've got 2 million Facebook followers and 2 million Twitter followers. So how do you get all of that footprint, that brand footprint, calculated into meaningful data? And that, I think, if you can work that out, then let me know, and we'll set up our own company, and I'll leave Radio 1 tomorrow.
Is it a worry, though, that you're now being led by, it's almost Google, isn't it, or Facebook? Their companies, their brand is now telling you what to do, rather than you were a radio station that just broadcast what you want and did what you want.
So I think one of the problems we have is the radio industry has almost had a monopoly for many, many years on how it distributes its content. Now you have that situation where you're putting content on a third-party site or a third-party platform. And that is good in the short term because you can build loyalty and you can build new audiences. But I think we need to get back some of our control in terms of distributing our content. So I think hybrid radio is a really key thing. And if you don't know about it, find out about it. Hybrid radio here at Radio Days Europe has got a stand, and it shows people that on a smartphone you can have, rather than that just wheel of death staring at you when you're trying to get a proper IP signal, you can actually get FM, digital, or an IP signal. And if we can do that, we can get back into the game, we can get back onto smartphones, and we can start winning young audiences over.
Is that far away?
I wouldn't like to say what the timeline is, but go and talk to Hybrid and find out where we are at in terms of when that can happen. But I think, you know, there's great backing for Hybrid Radio across Europe from very many different backers. And I think, you know, the sooner we do it, the better.
Ben Cooper, thank you for speaking to us.
No problem at all.